This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's the same sensation, but now on Fridays.
Sorry, I was carefully crafting a text that's complicated.
Did you nail it?
I think so. There's no harm in me reading this on the air. I'm telling some friends who have got plans later. I may swing by the Sporto later. That's the Sportsman's. May swing by Sporto for a minute right after work. 11-day power play thing, and my barber, whose real name is Oral Roberts, sings in a reggae band with Marty Peters. Yeah, I think I nailed that. That's everything. Seriously, the dude's name is Oral Roberts.
Which I love. You have to love that.
He is my barber. And he also, I helped him, I sort of was a conduit to him meeting this Marty Peters, who's a regular at the Sporto and a lot of other places. Oral was looking to put a reggae band together a few years ago, and I helped connect him with Marty. Anyway, there is a fundraiser for the 11-day power play tonight at the Sportsman's Tavern on Amherst Street in Black Rock.
And you will be there.
I am going to head there from here. Yes.
Well, it's not time to leave yet.
No.
It's time for Reverse AFC Power Rankings powered by Empire Electric.
Steelers!
Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com.
Sorry, I'm really in a hurry to get to the Sportsman's. No, I'm kidding.
This is going to take the usual amount of time.
Yes, that's how it works.
Yeah. No matter what you say. 16. I'm tempted to say the Colts. I'm just so sad for the Colts, really. Just that's really not how I feel, but what a bummer it would be.
Let's put the Colts here.
Okay.
I'm already putting the Colts here. They don't have to be any better, if not even significantly worse than the Steelers.
Well, there is the Browns, though.
No.
But
yeah.
The Colts and the Browns could both be in the mix for the next year's quarterback class.
Yep.
In fact, I would think they would be.
The Steelers should be, too.
And the Steelers, too.
Somebody's got to help them find religion, by God.
I think the way I do this, I mean, the Steelers are always a team that I want to put at the top, which means, like, as terrible, because, you know, like talking to Andrew last time, same thing. What's the point of 9 wins? Like, what are you getting out of that? And the thing you can't know is, well, you don't know that they'll lose in the playoffs. You are playing to win, and that they've been in the playoffs. You don't know that they will lose. That's right. They have lost badly to teams that they're not, you know, they're overmatched by, Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, in that game for kind of years running now. So I'm not looking for necessarily the worst team. I'd rather be other teams than a team like that.
Teams that know they're bad.
Teams that know they're bad and
act like it.
You know, just going to play it out.
Yeah.
And that's Indianapolis, I think, with Daniel Jones, is going to be like Pittsburgh, where in the AFC South, where they'll win 6 or 7 and draft 9th and, you know, congrats, right? That's not ideal.
No.
I'm not sure they can be much better than that without a lot of luck.
I'm all right with them at 16.
Okay.
Just to, you know what? Just keep, we need clicks. You keep it fresh. Can't be the same thing. Zach's going to send the tweet out. Like, we got to change it up.
Colts fans are going to be irate, though.
All of them.
Oh, furious.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Mel Kiper approach with the mock drafts. Just never make sure they're never the same, you know? Got to do something. You got to make something, you know, worth talking about. There it is. You're right in the room with us now. Behind the curtain. 15. Cleveland.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Sounding like Flacco so far.
I hope that goes terribly. I was going to say, I hope that goes well. I don't. I hope it goes really, really, really badly.
You want them to beat Cincinnati in week one, though, you said.
Oh, that's right.
And then they play Baltimore.
I got him. Oh.
Hey, we did.
Go Flacco.
We did New England's schedule yesterday. Here's Cleveland's start. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's really something.
That's the Giants too, right? What the Giants have, the league's hardest schedule.
Yeah.
And when do they put in their rookie? And that can be said of Cleveland as well.
Yeah.
Bills at Browns in week 16, by the way. They'll be to a rookie by then.
That is a tough start. Yeah.
14.
I'll go Pittsburgh here.
Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh.
I do. You know, I think you know. I hope our audience knows if they've ever thought about it. I love Andrew. He started here as a kid out of college. He was the one who walked in on President's Day one year and said, we should draft presidents. And that spawned a whole cottage industry of us drafting things. So I really think highly of him. Professionally and personally, I like him a lot too. Yeah. I hope they never figure it out. They've had so much for so long. I mean, the baseball team's been a horror show for a long time now, since the 90s.
They've had their years, though.
Right? But the Penguins, the Steelers, settle in. All right? Like, they've not blown it up yet with Crosby. They've missed now 3 years in a row, is it?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to get any better anytime soon. So they could be embarking on a hike here that could take a while. They have to send for help. And the Steelers have never been really, really bad. But no. I'll settle for them just being, you know, a little better than the drought Bills. The playoff drought Bills. Thanks for coming. You're not going to win anything, but, you know, you do get a door prize.
In the hunt.
I just hope that keeps going. For, I don't know, give me 10 years. Give me 10 years.
10 years feels good.
We looked it up the other day. Their worst record in 50 years is 5-11. One time.
See, and that's got to stop. Like that has to be broken. That has to be broken.
I'm totally here for it.
This is no shot on Andrew either, but every time he's on the station, I may have a moment where I'm like, it's still Pittsburgh sports. Like, they'll figure it out. He talks, and I'm like, they may not. Like, I always feel way worse about Pittsburgh sports when I hear him.
13. Jets.
Sure. Yep. Just not expecting the any kind of ceiling from Justin Fields. And I mean, the whole thing is starting over. I don't know that they're expecting much of a ceiling from Justin. I mean, they signed him, but that feels like placeholder. Let's win 4 games and, you know, get our guy next year.
The Bills will see him in week 2. They open with Pittsburgh at home, which would be fun if Rodgers is actually going to play for the Steelers at the Jets in week one. 12.
Tennessee.
Okay.
This is quite a run for them.
I mean, from first overall to fifth worst in the reverse AFC power rankings.
They should be proud. Notify their fans.
I'm hearing more than I'm not about Cam Ward that he's promising. Not based on practices. Just like I've heard maybe 70-30.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it started as, well, he's not on the level of last year's guys. Like, that's how you walked in mm-hmm. to the Cam Ward yeah. conversation. You sort of, your first time hearing about him was he's not great for a first overall pick. But more and more people sound like they can buy the idea of Cam Ward.
This should be a good time of the year for him. Not based at all on how, you know, how he's throwing the ball to Treylon Burks, by the way. Did you see Treylon mm-hmm. Burks?
Mm-hmm. Looks big.
That ballooned a little. This is a Kelvin Benjamin thing happening there. Like, I don't know. Anyway, what I mean by that is Ward, even coming into the draft, was not at all hard to buy as a guy who was going to do all the right things and say all the right things and just check all the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Tangible boxes. Coach's dream, good on the whiteboard, like understands it all, just really good mind for the position. And at this time of the year, you got a guy like that and knows how to say the right thing when he's asked to talk. I think it's not surprising to hear that people are sort of getting elevated opinions of him at this time of the year. That's not to say like he won't produce on the field, but it's just a good time of the year for a guy that reads like him on paper.
You know who is getting high praise so far is Milroe in Seattle.
Oh, what do you know?
Coach had a couple of sentences about how spectacular he was as a runner in their practice and just everything about him is aces, I guess, when it comes to...
All the stuff I just said about Ward, like absolutely with Milroe, yeah. The question was, yeah, just erratic with the ball when he throws. So, yeah, maybe you can fix that.
I'm dabbling in Jalen Milroe in best ball.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I mean, it's a zero for at least half the season, right?
Sure.
But if I can drag that team to the playoffs and he goes in, their fantasy playoff games are against Indianapolis at home, the Rams, and Carolina. If I get Jalen Milroe on the field for those three games,
How bad or good is their offensive line supposed to be?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I've heard great.
Okay. Because Darnold, I think, needs a lot of help.
Yeah, right.
Right. So if that's a way that could go badly pretty quickly. And I don't know, that could be good. It might be good for your fantasy team. It might be bad if they got to put Milroe in too soon. I think you draft that guy where you drafted him hoping to really redshirt at least a year, maybe more, just to really go to the lab with him and work on all the mechanics. But Darnold, if he doesn't get protected, that could go sideways real fast.
11. Dolphins?
Where are some teams? Yeah. Yeah, I think I need the Dolphins here.
Okay. 10.
Raiders.
Jacksonville.
Raiders.
I'm excited about the Raiders. I will be looking for, as we speak, more than 3 months away. I believe it's exactly 100 days away from the first Sunday of the NFL season.
Aha. Right.
I will be looking for pressures on you already. Channel 4, you heard it here first. Raiders Patriots, week 1, 1 o'clock, CBS. The Bills are at night. Let's find that game. There might be a better one. Not here to compare right now. I don't want to watch, you know, certain teams. Raiders, Patriots. Oh, Pittsburgh and the Jets would be the game, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be Nance and Romo. Why don't we do that? Let's assign broadcast crews to week one games. Nance and Romo, Pittsburgh at the Jets.
Do you want to do that right now?
No,
in lieu of the rest of reverse AFC power rankings?
We've never failed to complete reverse AFC power rankings.
Yeah, we can't have that. No.
But I would like to sort of play that out. 9, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
What's the hesitation here for?
Because ever since I heard the kind of wacky coach talking about the offense running through Brian Thomas Jr. and they traded for Travis Hunter, I think, okay, maybe that's really going to work. And I'm not the fantasy guy, but I'm seduced by three talented players. I'm counting the quarterback.
You're not even counting Bashel Tootin, who's the running back I wanted for the Bills.
I feel good about them because of that. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm probably over.
It's still Jacksonville.
It. Yeah.
Okay. 8.
Chargers.
Houston.
Houston, yeah. 7.
I'm going to say Chargers.
I'm going to say New England.
We didn't say New England yet.
No, we have not said New England yet.
I forgot about New England.
That's the Stephon Diggs boat bump. New England.
A playoff seed here, New England. Well, that's what we talked about earlier with Sam. I made that bet. Plus 155, New England to make the playoffs. 6. Chargers.
Sure, yeah. I can't believe I forgot about New England.
Speaking of the betting lines, the Chargers have, I never know how to say it. It's the word I think is shorter odds, like more of a favorite to make the playoffs than Denver is. Not by much, but I was curious to see that this morning when I looked at everybody's numbers. The market's giving the Chargers, they give the Chargers the nod here over the Broncos on this list. Which, of course, means they'd be below because it's reverse. 5.
Huh?
Denver.
Sure. Yep.
4.
Cincinnati.
On a tier of its own, I think.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Chiefs.
Also from the betting odds, the Chiefs are the third choice in the AFC to win the Super Bowl, which, you know, you might think is interesting. Other years, well, it's kind of gone back and forth, but right, it's not by much either. But right now, the Bills and Ravens, it's the Ravens up top. It probably varies book to book. It's all very close. But the Chiefs at BetMGM this morning were third of the three. 2.
I'm going to say Ravens.
Okay. Me too. Fine. Bills won.
I like this Elijah Moore. I don't know. I'm just looking for science. I like talking to Sal about Elijah Moore this week. Maybe that could be really good.
Elijah Moore or DeAndre Hopkins?
Where's Hopkins again?
Baltimore.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the Bills don't have a need for DeAndre Hopkins. The Ravens might.
Yeah.
Just another underneath, probably at this point, slower.
Yeah.
Possession guy. The Bills don't have a need for that. Like, Baltimore might.
They're not. Yeah. Are they? What is their? It's Flowers. You've got the tight ends. Is Black
Bateman?
Yeah. Okay.
Bateman came on. Like, he had a touchdown in the Bills game.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
So did Likely, maybe, right? In that game. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Then I think from a, like, if you're picking fantasy production, I feel like Hopkins is a safer pick than Moore.
But Hopkins is not a great pick.
No.
I mean, he is like a last round pick in drafts, very late. Because, I mean, also that's tilted toward the late season stuff, that format necessarily. But still, like, what are we expecting from DeAndre Hopkins in Baltimore? 600 yards? Maybe.
Yeah.
5-6 touchdowns.
I think if I were in a fantasy draft right now, which
you're not?
Thank Christ, I'm not. I think I would, and I would face with this dilemma. So my last pick, I think I would, I'm a Bills fan. I would take Elijah Moore. Cause what am I? It's like Survivor. I'm trying to beat you. I'm going to do this and hope that smashes in a way that nobody saw coming. Like Hopkins. I think the ceiling for Hopkins is what you just said. And I'm not super bullish on Moore smashing that, but I think there's more of a chance that he could go off than Hopkins would, I guess, if that makes sense.
ADP,
it's a better long shot, I guess, is all I'm saying.
Underdog ADP, Elijah Moore, 215, which I think might be like the very last pick of the draft, right? Mm-hmm. Right at the very bottom. You're doing that based on like, who's your quarterback? You know, you're trying to find an extra receiver on whoever your quarterback is. So if you have Allen, sure.
Or Lamar.
For Hopkins?
For Hopkins, sure, right. Although he's not the last pick, is he?
No, his ADP is 178, so three rounds earlier, round 15, maybe. Paul Hamilton next. Jarmo Kekalainen, new to the Sabres front office. We'll discuss it after this. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.